This is attorney David Famininio. The best way to protect ourselves from an accident is to be informed. That's why we started David's Driving Edge, to provide tips and resources to keep us all safe on the road. Go to getdavidgetpaid.com/drivingedge for more information.
Norman Dale, the head coach at Hickory High School, passed away. That, of course, would be Gene Hackman. We're looking at the movie version of it. So we're asking, what are the best basketball movies ever? Not sports, basketball. 248-539-9797. By the way, I'm not allowing Space Jam. To me, that's animation doesn't count.
No, that's a basketball movie with two of the biggest stars.
Okay, I guess.
Michael Jordan and LeBron James.
Right. What's up, Daniel? David, by the way, if you can see his face, he's so despondent.
I love Space Jam.
I know. It's a good movie. But anyway, what's up, Daniel?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
I got Mike, you stole one of mine, the Gabe Kaplan Fast Break. Fun fact, his wife was the Karate Kid's mom in the movie and the recent Cobra Kai.
Oh.
And I'll bring up another movie starring Kathy Lee Crosby, which was called Coach. And she was hired to coach a basketball team. I just remember the team hypnotized one of the players that every time he heard the word Jabberwocky, he would think he was Sidney Wicks. So I thought that was a funny movie from the 70s.
Sidney Wicks, former NBA player, UCLA. Look. I never heard of that movie.
Well, check it out. She was a very attractive woman, and she became the coach of a high school basketball team. And I believe in the end, she had a relationship with one of the players. So an interesting plot line. But it was called Coach from the late 70s.
She had a relationship with Joe Theismann in real life, too. Let's go to Brent in Macomb. You're 97 on the ticket.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Good. Since we're talking basketball, Stoney, I'm the guy who called in with the John Jansen high school basketball story.
Okay.
But I'll keep it brief. Hoosiers, my dad got me a bunch of VHS tapes when I got my first VCR, and Hoosiers was one. So that's really tough to beat, and rest in peace to Gene Hackman. But my favorite is Blue Chips. I think it was ahead of its time. And I remember going to basketball camps and seeing guys driving up in brand new tinted out cars with rims on them and stuff. And I was like, whoa, this stuff really is going on. And then Blue Chips came out.
NIL before NIL?
Yes, it was long before NIL. And I love the duffel bag and the tractor. That's my all-time favorite is Blue Chips.
That's an underrated basketball movie, by the way. I'm glad you brought that one up. Keith in Ypsilanti, what's going on?
How y'all doing this afternoon?
Good. Yeah.
So I got four quick movies, man.
Okay.
First one being Heaven is a Playground with Bo Kimmel.
Was it about Bo Kimmel or he was just in it?
He was just in the movie.
Okay.
The basketball movie by the guy. His name was Toof Harrison. He was a great basketball player, but he wound up being addicted to drugs.
Okay.
The other one is Air Up There with Kevin Bacon.
Yes.
Other one is Above the Rim with Tupac, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then Hurricane Season.
I'm not familiar with that one.
You got game?
We're doing Hurricane Katrina.
Oh.
When with the basketball season, and the old state got messed up, and the teams had to combine, and they wound up winning the Louisiana State Championship.
Oh, so it was a documentary?
Nope, it was a true story. Yes, wow. Sir. If you haven't seen it, you should watch it. It's on Tubi. So,
Forrest Whitaker.
Wow.
Yeah, Isaiah Whitaker, Washington's in it. Bow Wow.
Wow. Check that out. By the way, one of the greatest documentaries in sports was Hoop Dreams, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was unbelievable. That was awesome.
Hoop Dreams. He's got game. He got game. Yeah.
Yeah, he got game. I love that movie.
That was Ray Allen, right? Jesus Shuttlesworth. Right?
Yeah, I love that movie. My dad took me to see that movie.
By the way, nobody mentioned one of the greatest basketball players of all time in the movie, Air Bud.
Air Bud. Let me read this because someone sent a text in for Kenny saying that Air Bud has to be the greatest, signed Kenny Cott.
Thomas in Detroit, you're a 97 won the ticket.
Oh, God. Man, my man sold two of mine because I was so not getting ready to play hurricane season and above the rim. But Light Life was pretty decent. I like that movie. And it was another one, Sunset Park.
Hey, Thomas, you got us on speakerphone?
No, I'm in a store.
Oh. Oh, okay. No, you sound so far away. Okay, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah, my man took my thunder, man. I was definitely going to say hurricane season and above the rim. I got drilled for like Mike, but somebody like Air Bud.
Yeah, Air Bud, what an athlete he was, right? Let's go to Mike. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're good.
Hey, some of the movies have already been mentioned, but there's a couple that stand out. I mean, for me, you can't beat Hoosiers and Blue Chips, but I don't know if you've mentioned Coach Carter yet.
No, hasn't been mentioned. We talked about that off the air, though, before the show.
But I'll tell you what, I mentioned to the screener, The Air Up There, man. That was the first time I heard Shake and Bake, Jimmy Dolan, Shake and Bake.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was his move. I love that movie. I watched that as a kid like crazy, man. So the basketball was my game. I live up here in St. Clair, and man, I love basketball movies. But there's just a couple of them for you.
Yeah, they're terrific. By the way, the first time I ever heard the expression "shake and bake" with basketball was a former Sixer Laker. I think he actually played for the Pistons at one time too. Archie Clark, who was actually married to former Channel 7 news anchor Val Clark. Remember her?
I do.
Okay.
There are some bad basketball. Not bad as in good.
No, you're right.
Like, I didn't know there was a Like Mike 2.
Yes, it was. Yes. Right. We didn't need the first one.
Right. No one asked for the first one, and we got the second one.
Yeah, there was one. I don't know if you've seen it. Probably not, because it was pretty bad, but Just Right with Common, Queen Latifah. Yeah.
Oh, she was a reporter or something?
No, she was a physician.
Yeah.
She helped you recover from your injuries. So,
yeah.
It was bad.
Now, would a movie like Uncut Gems be considered a basketball movie because it had Kevin
KG was in it?
I don't know. I don't think so.
No. Die Hard's more of a Christmas movie than Uncut Gems is a basketball movie. Let's go to Pontiac. Glenn, what's up? Glenn?
Michael.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Michael,
what's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
Good,
in
good.
In honor of Black History Month, I want to go with Glory Road.
Yeah. Yeah,
Rico mentioned that.
Yeah, Glory Road. That to me is the best basketball movie, period. Like, because I was just like, wow, this is good.
It's a true story,
too. It's a true story. You know, it ain't trying to be funny. Story. Yeah.
And it's amazing how worshipped Adolph Rupp that racist was. Right?
You know what?
He was.
No, right. It ain't too many Adolphs in the world anymore.
Yeah. Glenn in Pontiac. What's up, Glenn?
All right, guys. How about Semi-Pro, the Flint Tropic?
Jackie Moon. Jackie Moon, baby.
I didn't want to say
it. Yeah.
I know.
I'm going to wrestle a bear. Yeah. Much underrated. Much underrated. Hilarious.
Yeah, that was a very good movie.
It was.
248-539-9797.
What about the Michael Jordan documentary? Would that be considered a basketball movie?
Well, if we're considering documentaries like we did with Hoop Dreams,
Evan,
sure.
Evan, Michael Jordan documentary that came out during COVID, would that be considered a basketball movie?
You talking Last Dance?
No. Yeah. No, he did have a movie come out in the IMAX in like 99 or something. But no, that's a TV show. That's okay. Like saying Will Smith in Fresh Prince of Bel-Air is like the best basketball player ever.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Because he played that one time with Carlton. Took that awful shot. Did anybody mention Hoop Dreams at all?
Yes, I did. Yeah. Who were the players? It was Arthur Agee, right, who played at Tennessee State or Tennessee Tech. And the kid who went to Mark
guy's name?
Gates. William Gates.
William Gates.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. See, I've never seen this movie before.
You never saw Hoop Dreams?
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
You will love it.
No.
You will absolutely love this movie. They have Isaiah's high school coaches in it.
I'm shocked I have not seen this.
Yeah, they followed him around.
Yeah, it is a great documentary.
Oh.
Yeah.
So they go to the Cabrini Green projects everything.
Oh, the state championship stuff.
Oh, my Lord.
It's fabulous. And the kid, William Gates, who was supposed to go to Marquette. I don't know if he ended up going. He had an injury which kind of screwed him, but, I mean, it was great.
No, yeah.
Scott, you're on 97 on the ticket.
Hey, I concur, Stoney. Hoop Dreams, great, great movie, but I can't believe you. You have to remember this one, Stoney. The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh.
Yeah, with Dr. J. We talked about that one.
My neighbor just texted me that.
Oh, yeah. No, I came in a little late, but, yeah, that was a great movie. Yeah, that and... That's up there with Fast Break back when I was a kid. Another great, I know you had mentioned that one, but another great movie.
Yeah, Fast Break the great Gabe Kaplan as coach.
I was a big Dr. J fan growing up. And when you go back and rewatch some things as you get older, you're like, wow, the age of innocence. Like, I thought this was a great movie, and then I rewatched it. It was like, I can't believe I actually like this movie.
I got to show you my Dr. J picture with me. From back in the day.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It'll go with what we talked about before, too.
Gotcha.
All right.
Now, can we consider Coming to America a basketball movie? Because
yes! Kenny, cut!
Prince Hakeem?
That was Kenny last night at the Pistons game. I am very happy to be here.
Oh, 97-1 the ticket.